Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Today, we're tackling a question at the heart of modern finance. How do we balance privacy and compliance? Governments require transparency, but us as individuals want financial privacy. Blockchain promised a solution, but the public ledgers, they expose every single transaction that's on-chain. So what's the fix? Zero-knowledge proofs. It's a cryptographic breakthrough that lets us prove compliance without revealing private data. And if you think privacy breaches are a distant problem, let me show you the truth and prove to you otherwise. So let's rewind the tape deck back to what my kids call the good old days. The year was 2017. The Equifax breach just occurred. Hackers stole the personal and financial data of 147 million Americans, exposing social security numbers, credit histories, home addresses. The company paid $380 million in settlements. But the real cost was the loss of trust and the risk of identity theft for millions. Next, in 2019, Capital One suffered a breach that exposed the data of over 100 million customers, including names, addresses, and credit scores. The company was fined $80 million and paid an additional $190 million in settlements. And then finally, Marriott International faced multiple breaches between 2014 and 2020, compromising the records of over 300 million customers, including passport details and payment information. This company paid $52 million in fines, but the damage to its reputation, it was immeasurable. These breaches, they're not isolated incidents. They're part of a larger pattern. When you share your data with institutions, you trust them to keep it safe. We put our trust in their hands to keep our data safe. But time and again, hackers do what they do best, and they find their way in. After all, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's what I'm going to show you today, a different result. Something out of the norm that no one is looking at. But remember, this is a tech podcast about tomorrow, what tomorrow looks like. So what's the solution? How do we create a system that's both private and compliant? The answer lies in zero-knowledge proofs. So Nick, what are zero-knowledge proofs? All right, great question. Imagine walking into a bar and needing to prove you're over 21. Instead of showing your ID and revealing your name, birth date, and address, you use a cryptographic proof that confirms your age without disclosing anything else. That's the essence of a zero-knowledge proof. In financial systems, CKPs allow for individuals to prove they meet financial requirements, the compliance requirements like KYC, which is Know Your Customer, and AML regulations, which is anti-money laundering regulations, without revealing their identity, financial history, or transaction details. For banks, this means verifying a customer is eligible for a loan or a transaction complies with AML laws without ever seeing the underlying data. It's privacy and compliance working together. But the applications of CKPs go well beyond finance. From securing loans to enabling anonymous voting, CKPs are now reforming how we prove trust and legitimacy in everyday life. So, how do we use CKPs in a blockchain-based bank? That brings up a good question. So, blockchain-based banks can use CKPs to create a system that protects privacy while ensuring compliance. And how they do this? It's through four different methods. KYC and identity verification, secure transactions without revealing the sender or receiver, anonymous credit scoring, and cross-border payments. So let me break this down a little bit more for you. So with the KYC and identity verification, everyone has to know that today banks store personal data in centralized servers. It's a prime target for hackers. We've seen it time and time again. It's the definition of insanity that people just keep doing the same thing over and over again. But that was yesterday. I'm telling you about tomorrow, how tomorrow's servers are going to be. So with ZKPs, users can prove they meet identity requirements without sharing sensitive details. Instead of storing IDs, banks issue a ZKP-based identity token that users can present to verify compliance without exposing the raw data. So then we're on to secure transactions without revealing sender or receiver. Now, blockchain's transparency means that anyone can trace a transaction. It's amazing in financial investigations. But ZKPs change that by confirming that payments comply with AML or anti-money laundering laws without exposing sender or receiver details. Regulators get proof that the transaction is legitimate, while we, the users, our privacy remains intact. Third, now this is the one that's really, really amazing about tomorrow, is anonymous credit scoring. Borrowers can prove that they can meet the loan criteria without disclosing their income or financial history to a third party. So think about this for a moment. Lenders receive a ZKP confirming eligibility, and then smart contracts can automatically approve loans without accessing personal data. So, and then finally, we have cross-border payments. International transfers often face delays due to the compliance checks, which is paramount in our system in the U.S. ZKPs enable instant verification, allowing banks to confirm that a transfer meets regulatory requirements without revealing the identities of the sender or recipient. This speeds up the transactions, reduces the fees, all while preserving privacy. So I hear what y'all thinking. We just talked about KYC and AML compliance. Like how do we fall into this? How do the authorities make this work? And that's a great question that many people ask. If ZKPs protect privacy, how do the authorities investigate crimes like money laundering or fraud? The answer lies in the design of ZKP-enabled systems, which allow legal access to data without compromising privacy. So what there's first a conditional disclosure ZKP, which reveals specific data only when legal conditions are met. For example, a blockchain-based bank can verify that a transaction complies with AML laws without exposing the details. But if law enforcement presents a valid warrant, the system can decrypt the transactional data while maintaining the privacies of its customers. Then we have trusted third-party KYC providers. They store the personal information off-chain. The blockchain can only hold a ZKP proving compliance. If authorities need to investigate a specific user, they can request data from the KYC provider through legal channels, ensuring lawful access without overreach. Then we have the regulatory audit trails. How it allows regulators to request transactional data for specific proofs during an investigation, ensuring suspicious activities can be traced without exposing all user data. Similarly, we have key escrow mechanisms that provide trusted authorities like regulators with cryptographic keys that can decrypt specific data when legally required to, which prevents unauthorized access. And now I know I'm getting all excited about this and everything, but the blockchain nodes and validators, they can log the metadata such as timestamps and wallet addresses, which authorities can then request with a court order. Smart contracts with these built-in compliance features let the regulators verify that financial activities meet the legal requirements without compromising privacy. That way, if a transaction or loan is flagged, regulators can use a compliance key to unlock additional details. In all of these cases, the goal is to balance privacy and compliance. Users' data remains private unless a legal reason requires disclosure, ensuring that law-abiding individuals maintain their financial privacy while authorities can investigate illicit activities when necessary. This means no more data breaches, no more multi-million dollar lawsuits. Think about the time, the money, where all these resources could be spent because this efficiency is built into our society. So if regulators can verify compliance without seeing the private data, what does that mean for everyday life? So imagine you're applying for a loan or casting your vote with the same level of privacy. Let's see how ZKPs make that possible. So I know what you're saying. You're saying, Nick, would that mean that we no longer have to hear endless drama about hanging chads, butterfly ballots, overvotes, or voter roll purges during election time? Are you saying that we could just actually have peace during elections? Well, now that we're thinking about voting and the voting systems, they ensure that only eligible voters can participate while protecting voter privacy. Because remember, this system is built with immutability in mind, where there can't be a double transaction issue. So ZKPs make this possible. Before voting, you must submit a ZKP that confirms you meet the eligibility requirements, such as age, residency, and citizenship, without revealing your identity. When you cast your vote, the system verifies that you haven't voted twice, ensuring election integrity. The vote is then recorded on a blockchain where the results are transparent and tamper-proof, but the individual votes remain anonymous. This approach prevents voter fraud, protects privacy, and ensures that every vote is counted. Now, voting isn't the only process where ZKPs make a difference. Imagine applying for that loan and with the same level of privacy and security. Because in traditional lending, borrowers must share all sensitive data information like income, credit scores, employment history, an ounce of blood, a Xerox of your face. With ZKPs, borrowers can prove that they meet the lender's requirements without revealing their exact financial details. Imagine applying for a mortgage. Let's use that as a case. Instead of submitting tax returns and bank statements, you can provide a ZKP that proves your income exceeds the lender's minimum threshold. Your debt to income ratio is within limits, and your credit score meets all of their requirements. The lender verifies this proof instantly without accessing your raw data. This approach speeds up loan approvals, reduces paperwork, and protects your privacy. Now, if you remember what we went through in 2008, if we had this system in place then, would that even have ever happened? So, we know that the ZKPs, they're already transforming the world of blockchain finance. This isn't just some pie in the sky or ethereal thing that I'm talking about here. Because take Polygon ZKEVM. It brings privacy-focused smart contracts to Ethereum. This means businesses can execute their transactions on a public blockchain without revealing their sensitive data. And then even Zcash, it uses ZKPs to enable anonymous currency transactions, allowing users to send and receive payments privately while still complying with regulatory requirements. And finally, we have Aztec, the Aztec Network. It provides privacy solutions for decentralized finance. By integrating ZKPs, Aztec allows users to trade, borrow, and lend crypto assets with complete privacy, ensuring that the transaction details remain confidential. Now, the benefits go well beyond blockchain. They also transform traditional finance, like I showed you. Imagine, again, applying for that mortgage without sharing your financial history, loans without sharing your financial history, or even consider the cross-border payments that we mentioned. Instead of submitting the detailed financial documents, individuals and businesses could provide a ZKP that confirms compliance with international regulations, speeding up transfers and reducing costs. Even everyday banking could change. Rather than trusting banks to store and protect sensitive data, customers, the public, could hold their financial credentials on a secure digital wallet using ZKPs to verify their identity when needed. This would eliminate the need for the centralized storage issues that we have, reducing breaches that are suffered by Equifax, Capital One, and Marriott, the same ones that we just talked about. So to make this system work, blockchain banks rely on smart contracts that automate compliance and privacy. These contracts, they integrate ZKPs into key processes like identity verification, AML compliance, credit scoring, and regulatory auditing. By automating these processes, smart contracts eliminate the need for manual compliance checks, making banking faster, more secure, and more effective. Now, when you automate everything, it makes life more secure, more efficient. It makes companies, their bottom dollar go up because they don't have so many expenses and costs that they're burdened with. So with smart contracts taking care of the heavy lifting, what's next? That's what everyone's asking. What is next? Because we're just getting started. So imagine a future with your financial data where it's always private, compliance is automatic, and data breaches are just a thing of the past. Now, financial privacy is under threat. Regulators have to have transparency, but individuals want control over their financial data. These ZKPs, they bridge that gap by allowing financial institutions to verify compliance without compromising your privacy. So imagine a world where data breaches are just a thing of the past, where financial institutions can prove compliance without storing sensitive data, and where individuals can have complete control over their financial information. With zero knowledge proof, that world is very much in reach. Thank you for joining me on this deep dive into zero knowledge proofs and that their potential to transform blockchain-based banking. And if you've ever questioned whether privacy and compliance can coexist, I know this episode has shown you that they can. And that ZKPs are the key. Do you have a question about blockchain, emerging tech, or how innovation can make your life more efficient? Send me an email at thewhitepaper.io and let's find that answer together. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and stay informed. The world is changing and we are ready. Thanks for tuning into this episode. I'll be here every Friday.